Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Our sponsors require we play that theme, Dave, so we had to go jump right into that. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. So the first...
There's no end to Chicago East.
No, there isn't. There isn't. A great conversation. That's awesome. St. Patrick's Day, obviously, being celebrated all weekend and all week.
Still is, actually. Chicago. Just go outside.
Oh, I've seen him. I've seen him running around there, and the rain's going to get rid of him. You know when it rains.
I told Roger that, you know, when coming in a little over an hour ago here, that it was a little busier than noticeably it usually is at this time early on Sunday morning. People were still out and getting an early start on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, absolutely. And the first official St. Patrick's Day was in 1753. But Mayor Richard Daley, 1956, moved what was the Southtown Irish Parade into the city. So there was just really a Southside Parade in Chicago all those years, and he moved it into the city so everybody could enjoy it. And then the Southside said, well, wait a minute, we still need a parade over here. I'm glad you have your downtown parade now, Mayor. And now we have a north side parade. So the south side and the north side parade are both happening today. And, of course, since 1961, we've been dyeing the Chicago River green. Intentionally. Dyeing it green.
With orange dye.
Yeah, isn't that wild the way that works? That food dye. Very, very, it's not actually anything harmful for the river either. So very cool. 1872, Illinois becomes the first state to require sexual equality in employment. It was a story of Mira Bradwell, Dave, the Supreme Court of Illinois having refused to grant a plaintiff a license to practice law in the courts of that state on the ground that females are not eligible to get a law license under that state. Such a decision violates no provision of the federal Constitution. So the claim that under the 14th Amendment of the Constitution, which declares that no state shall make or enforce any law which shall abridge the privileges and immunities of citizens of the United States, the law in Illinois was changed.
Now, that is very much ahead of the time.
In 1872, you
yes.
bet. 1872, I believe, was also, not this month, but was also the beginning of Montgomery Ward.
Oh, really?
In Chicago,
okay.
1872.
All right. You worked for them at one
I
point,
did.
Didn't you?
I yes. did for about 5 years. I was at the tail end there. I was in charge of some of their visual merchandising and in-store. We made beautiful stores, but there were still 120 of them that still had duct tape and rats running through them, so you know, you gotta, doesn't quite take care of
I remember
of the
one
chain.
Close to home quite well. We were there a lot, actually.
Yeah, absolutely.
Monkey Wards.
Yeah, Monkey Wards. 1892, the story of the Stanley Cup begins when Lord Stanley of Preston, who at the time was serving as governor of Canada, purchased a silver bowl measuring 7.5 inches and 7.5 inches high, 11.5 inches across. It was the first ever Stanley Cup. The first Stanley Cup championship was held in 1893. The very first winner was the Montreal Amateur Athletic Association Hockey Club. 1892.
That's a long name.
It's a long name. Long name. Let's see here. What else do we got in our 3 minutes today, Dave?
We actually have some little more time here than we sometimes do.
1943, Frank Nitti, the Chicago outfit boss after Al Capone, commits suicide at the Chicago Central Rail Yard. He was indicted for extorting Hollywood's film industry and dreading another jail sentence. It was also rumored that he had cancer. He decided to take his own life rather than go to jail again. He walked down by the rail yards blocks from his home in Riverside, Illinois, and ended his life.
Okay.
So that's how Frank Nitti died. 1943. 1961, the Poppin' Fresh Pillsbury Doughboy was introduced. Let's take a listen.
Poppin' Fresh Danish Rolls. Danish rolls just taste better when you bake them up fresh and hot. Try Pillsbury Danish in the dairy case.
It's such a nice feeling, get to know
the Poppin' Fresh
Dough.
There he is.
I knew we had to get the little giggle in there at some point.
That was actually me.
That was Bennett. That's nicely done, Bennett. Very nicely done. Wow.
You know, Dave, you ought to do a segment sometime on the program about people that have come up with now legendary figures, advertising
slogans.
Figures.
I like slogans, that idea, Bennett.
Poppin' fresh,
idea.
Pillsbury Doughboy, I should say, yeah. Or slogans. We all know Where's the Beef came from a Chicago ad agency here.
Bennett, write that down. Seriously. We had the Salute to Advertising Icons at the Broadcast Museum, and we talked about the characters themselves, but not the slogans. So yeah. I like that idea.
How did they come about?
I love that. We shall do. 1980 on the TV show Dallas. It was the season finale. JR was shot. Let's take a listen. Dave, you okay?
Yes. But I have a story that goes along with this.
What happened? What are you talking about? I have finally figured everything out. That's all.
Oh, this is... Now, that was when he was shot, but this is what happened in the fall when they came back.
Oh, you're crazy. Well, you were right. I was at that condo that night looking for JR. And yes, I did have his gun. But you saw how drunk I was, and you still gave me a drink. Knowing I'd put the gun down to take it.
Who's there?
You went to the office that night with JR's gun.
Kristen. That.
It was Kristen.
Biatch.
Oh!
And there it was. All right, and then in 1995, Michael Jordan announced he's ending his 17-month NBA retirement, returning to the Chicago Bulls. Dave, always a pleasure. We'll talk next week, pal.
Have a great Sunday, Dave. Glad to have you back, and we will see you next week.
Sounds great, buddy. My thanks to our overnight news team, Roger Badish, and, of course, Mr. Dave Schwann, our engineers, Aubrey Mumpower and Bob Ferguson, plus special thanks to producer Bennett Wakenight. Have a great Sunday, everybody.